wanted to be Mary in the play, but I got cast to be Elizabeth. When will I get to play the lead role?
The Christmas story isn't about Mary or Elizabeth. It's about Jesus. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're tuned in. My name is Zach. Have you ever wanted to be the most important character in a school or church play? That would be fun, but the most important character in your life shouldn't actually be you. It should be Jesus. He created you, He died to save you, and He offers you salvation by trusting in Him and following Him with your life. Acts 4:12 tells us, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Our story for Sunday is called The Lead Role. Jesse and Grandpa clapped as Chloe emerged from backstage long after the audience left. Chloe had spent weeks preparing to audition for the role of Mary in her church's Christmas musical, but she was instead cast as Mary's cousin, Elizabeth. "Wonderful job, Chloe," Grandma said. "You played an excellent Elizabeth." Chloe sighed. "Thanks, Grandma." "Did you get to keep the gray wig?" Jesse asked. "Why would I want to keep that?" Chloe cried. "You could pretend to be Grandma on her birthday and get all her presents." Grandma poked Jesse playfully on the shoulder. "How about instead of stealing presents, we go get frozen yogurt to celebrate Chloe's performance?" "Yay!" Jesse exclaimed. Chloe nodded reluctantly. As they stood in line, Grandma went on and on about how wonderful the musical was. Finally, Chloe couldn't take it anymore. "Can we stop talking about the musical already? It's not fair that Shelley got to play Mary and I was stuck playing Elizabeth," Chloe wailed. "When will I get to play the most important role?" Jesse's eyebrows furrowed. "Chloe, what does Miss Hill say before every rehearsal?" "There are no small parts, just small actors," Chloe grumbled. "Right. Your attitude matters more than the part you play. Even though you didn't get the role you wanted, you can encourage Shelley and be happy for her. And don't forget what the Christmas story is all about, Jesus' birth," Grandma added. "Jesus plays the most important role in the Christmas story and in our lives. Without His love and sacrifice on the cross to save us from our sins, we wouldn't get to look forward to eternity with Him or be able to share His love with others on earth. We all have an important role to play, but none of us are capable of filling Jesus' lead role." "You're right," Chloe admitted. "Jesus' role is too big for me." "Or any of us," Jesse added. They got their frozen yogurt and sat down. "Maybe we should thank Jesus before we eat," Chloe said. "Good idea," Grandma said. "And not just for the yogurt, but for His love, too." Well, how about you? Do you compare yourself to others? Maybe your friends connect faster with younger kids than you do, or you don't have as much money to give at church as your older siblings. The good news is Jesus doesn't love us based on our works. The best news is Jesus already completed the most important work, dying for our sins and coming back to life. Our job is to love Him and love others. Our key verse today is Acts 4:12.
"Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved."
And our key thought for Sunday, only Jesus can save us. Hey, don't miss the fun during Keys for Kids Radio Countdown to Christmas. We've got tons of Christmas music, Bible stories, and your favorite show celebrating Jesus' birth. You can find out how to listen when you go to keysforkids.net and click on Countdown to Christmas. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.